Chief Executive Officer of the Small Business Association here in Barbados, Senator Dr. Lynette Holder, tells us that the volcanic ash can be seen as a mixed blessing for the local small business sector.
For one, we're seeing an increased demand of certain services. For example, in this environment, our cleaning companies, for example, are in high demand. We're seeing a call for more persons to join these organizations, these type of organizations. Actually, there's a recruitment drive, if you will, right now in the small cleaning companies in particular, because of the demand for cleaning services, as well as car valet and car cleaning services, the small distributors of PPE and other cleaning supplies, as well as small manufacturers of cleaning supplies. We're seeing an increased demand, and this is understandable because of this period of national cleanup following the impact of the volcanic ash on the country. So as you can appreciate, these type of businesses will see increased demand at this time. Now, until the country maybe returns to normal economic activity, the flip side of that coin is that the other type of businesses in the sector, the other areas of economic activity, will continue to be challenged. For example, the small restaurants, food businesses, the lifestyle type of businesses like the salons and nail techs and barbers and so on. You know, the demand obviously will be down at this time. Persons are not readily thinking right now about getting their nails done or getting their hair. Service providers like our admin support and the small accountants and those who provide management consultancy services, the printers and graphic design services and so on. These types of businesses now depend really on the restart of economic activity, the return, if you will, to economic activity. So you'll get a myriad of responses because, as I said, of that heterogeneous nature of the small business sector. We obviously have to try to return the country to a state that is acceptable for persons to move around, work, you know, play, etc. And as a result, the feedback that we're getting is a lot of firms that are not in high demand are actually engaged in the national cleanup at this point in time. From where we sit, we are hopeful that the stimulus support and the other activities can, you know, really be strengthened at this time, so that those who came out of and would have been affected by the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, and now this lull in economic activity because of these few days of cleanup and trying to get the economy going again, that they can get the much needed support to be able to, you know, pay their bills, to be able to sustain the operations at this time. So I think that is an area of concern for us, and we, you know, will continue to collaborate with the various stakeholders within the economy to try to make sure that those vendors and the shopkeepers and those who provided those lifestyle type services, that they're able to get that stimulus support at this point in time.
That's Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Small Business Association, Senator Dr. Lynette Holder, on Sagicor's Early Business.